A Moment with the Ramsey Show.
The correlation among millionaires between spouses that work together and that both shoulder the load together, it's almost 100% of them.
Yeah.
There are very few people build wealth dragging a deadbeat along or dragging someone who's misbehaving, someone who won't work, someone who can't tell the truth, someone that won't file their taxes, someone that, you know, lies all the time. It's these dysfunctional people that are in all of our lives.
But you just become blind to it. You keep going back to the money issue. Why are we broke? Why are we broke? Why are we broke? There are people in the margins that are struggling. That's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking to most of us. Most of us at some point choose the relationships we have. Mm-hmm. And we choose the dance that we choose to do in those things. And at some point, somebody's got to pull the ripcord and say, this one's over.
It can be a relational thing, whether it is your marriage partner or not, just the other people in your life.
Your business partner, your buddy.
That will suck the marrow out of your bones. Right. Pretty much ensures that we're going to create a situation where we can't build a sustainable financial situation. It's not a math problem that caused that. It wasn't they didn't understand how mutual funds work.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I've been able to build wealth is my wife is a freaking rock. The amount of drama in 43 years I've had at home was precisely zero.
Yeah.
You know, I was not having to carry three or four things around while I was at work. I was carrying work around, and it's why we were able to make such progress.
And be around those who pour into you, who are excited, who challenge you more. And that doesn't mean you get along all the time.
And who you are going to create relationship with is 100x more important towards whether you're able to build wealth than whether you understand how a mutual fund works or what your income is.